Days after last September's terrorist attacks, letters with a powder containing anthrax spores were sent to the former offices of the National Enquirer, NBC News, and the New York Post. Later, similar letters were mailed to two leading U.S. senators. No one has been arrested or charged in the case. The FBI yesterday searched the home of a former biological weapons researcher for the third time. Last week, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams asked Attorney General John Ashcroft about the status of the investigation.
The anthrax attacks killed 5 people and affected 18 others. At first, it seemed investigators had a wealth of possible leads in the case, ranging from the identity of the laboratory that produced the specific grade of anthrax spores, the Ames strain, to the precise mail route and the handwriting on the outside of the envelopes. The most recent clue came in early August when anthrax spores were found on a mailbox in Princeton, New Jersey. But the mystery remains of who sent the anthrax and why. Attorney General Ashcroft says he's not giving up.
I believe that we have been conducting an investigation which is valuable and making progress. I am grateful for the hard work that has been done and the progress that I believe has been made.
The FBI recently went back to the American Media Building in Florida looking for new clues. Did that signal a new stage in the investigation?
I don't want to comment on the specific investigation. I would say that the FBI is, I believe, the very best criminal investigative agency in the world, but I won't comment on their activities in a particular setting.
Investigators say they're looking at 20 to 30 possible suspects. But in the last 2 months, one man has become the center of attention. Stephen Hatfill, a physician and bioterrorism expert, has been singled out by the Attorney General. Hatfill said the FBI has confiscated his passport and travel records. He's been interviewed several times by the FBI and taken polygraph tests. His home and that of his girlfriend have been searched. He was fired from his federally funded job. Hatfill has filed a complaint against the Attorney General, but Ashcroft insists Hatfill is not a target of federal investigators.
I don't think I've ever called him a target of interest.
What did you call him, Mr. Turner?
I think at one time I mentioned that he is a person in whom we were interested.
And he has said, well, gee, why don't you charge me? And made it out as if he is being victimized by this. But you, as our lead legal officer in this matter, you must have made a determination that you are comfortable with the way things stand.
Well, I've indicated to you previously that I'm not comfortable yet with this investigation. I'll be comfortable when we resolve it. I believe that we are making progress, and I'm grateful for the way in which we've been able to move forward. But obviously, I think I will have greater comfort, and the American people will have greater comfort when we bring this matter to a complete resolution as a result of winding up an investigation and hopefully someday being able to provide a basis for prosecution in the case.
Justice Department officials cite their own concerns. Hatfill worked for the Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland, where the Ames strain of anthrax is kept. Hatfill commissioned a study in 1999 of a possible anthrax attack on the United States. He was in Zimbabwe in the late 70s when the white-ruled government battled black rebels. An anthrax outbreak at the time sickened 10,000 people, mostly blacks. Hatfill lost his U.S. security clearance in 2001 when he reportedly failed a polygraph test, and his unpublished 1998 novel describes an anthrax attack on Congress. Hatfill's complaint against the Justice Department, like the department's anthrax investigation, remains unresolved. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.